Hello, my friends, and welcome to today's Encore. It's a Friday, and I'm off today doing an interview with a really fun magazine that I read as a kid, and they're actually interviewing me, and that's going to be later this morning. Then I have lunch with our good friend Jonah Weiland, and all kinds of busy stuff happening. I hope you're keeping busy. I hope you're enjoying yourself as we head toward Halloween.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Tatooine.
Yeah, Tatooine.
On our show today, though, we don't deal with any of the Tatooine stuff. We don't deal with Halloween. We are dealing with Bobby Dooley again, and this has kind of been the theme of this week. Well, she says that her ass is fantastic. It's bigger than she tells people.
Yeah, I think it's time to let people know.
Yeah. After being outed by Margaret as having a bigger ass than previously thought, Bobby Dooley gets dumb tongue. This happened last year. Maybe Bobby's dropped some weight because she's out there doing personal appearances with a big cardboard finger pointing at her ass. I don't know.
Just do the thing.
Yeah, all right. Let's listen, folks. It's Bobby and Margaret and Dumb Tongue, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're here in Southern California at a place called that we call the El Pacifico. Some people may call it Ventura County.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we gave it kind of a little bit of a fictional name to give it the whole fictional vibe, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of setting a mood.
It's atmospheric.
Yeah,
yeah, it's atmospheric. Welcome to our show. The weather has been, it's been, well, you know what, living here, this is the beach that we're on, Channel Islands Beach, is what?
Well, don't rub it in, Phil.
Yeah, don't start lording it over people, Phil, because we're close to the beach here.
I'm not lording it over anybody. I wanted to mention the fact is it's a big, wide beach, and it's well known for surfing, because we see a lot of these guys.
Well, I almost run some of these guys over coming in at the early morning hours.
Well, then it's good that Phil's mentioning this.
I mean, I don't kill them or anything.
What do you mean you almost run them over?
These guys are parked up in a highway up here, you know.
Yeah, and you try to sideswipe and everything.
No, I give them a little bit of a scare.
Don't do that, General.
What?
Don't go trying to scare those cats. They get out of their vans and out of their trucks and stuff. They're standing on the roadway changing into their wetsuits.
Well, what are they doing standing on the road?
Because that's the only room they have. Never mind. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're just trying to be recalcitrant.
All right.
It means disobedient.
All right, so, what, bud?
I never, why don't you write that recalcitrant?
Yeah, look it up.
Okay, how do you spell it?
I'll write it down for you.
So, on the show today, this is a, Margaret, don't go anywhere, okay?
I'm just getting a piece of paper.
Because we have some business to clear up, General.
Well, what happened was the Dooleys called later, and people who were on Twitter saw this happen. Bobby Dooley apparently took a handful of pills.
And what?
She got upset when Margaret said she had a big ass.
I said that she shouldn't be online constantly talking about her high, tight rear end, when in point of fact, Bobby's put on some weight, and people don't know that.
Okay, but you know that pisses her off.
It may piss her off, but the fact is, she was going on and on about Lainey Wilson with the big, wide rear end, and I said to her, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, bud, thank you. So do we have,
well, we got Steve over here. I got Steve, hold on for a minute. Steve is, did you write it down?
Yeah, recalcitrant, R-E-C.
Do that later, will you? Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us right now. Steve, are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving right now. Bobby's right here.
Hey, sorry.
Bobby, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, but I said that I got dumb tongue. I got the dumb tongue.
She says she's got dumb tongue from the, what is it called?
Florida dirt fever?
Yeah, that's it. I got dumb tongue. Florida dirt fever. What happened? Margaret, you did a bad thing when you said I had the big ass. It's a wrong thing.
I did not mean to give you dumb tongue, darling, or Florida dirt fever, whatever it was.
Well, the shock was quite, it was kind of, I can't explain it, Mr. Henry, but when you get a, when the system absorbs a shock like that, you're going to get the dumb tongue. There's no question.
All right. You know, I'm not convinced that dumb tongue actually exists.
I'm here to tell you it exists.
Oh, Mr. Henry, come on. I have to drive. Usually my wife drives. I'm driving. And she's got the dumb tongue.
All right. Okay, so dumb tongue. This is some kind of reaction to Florida dirt fever, which you get when you have a nervous system shock or something?
Yes, when there's a shock to the nervous system.
And you're claiming I gave you that?
Yes, but you said to me I had a big ass. Jesus, get a load of that. I'm talking to a chick over here.
Wait, just talk to me, Bobby.
She said on the Twitter, that I shouldn't be talking about this. What's the girl's name?
Her name is Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, I shouldn't talk about Lainey Wilson because she got a big ass. And then Margaret said, I got a big ass.
I didn't see the tweet. Don't read it to me. What did you say?
I said, Bobby, and you know what I said, you shouldn't be talking about people when you yourself have the big wide rear end. You've been putting on weight.
That's a, you're so full of crap, I can't believe it. You're so full of crap that I can't believe it. You're so...
We got it, Bobby.
That was stuck in a loop.
Full of crap, I can't believe it.
Bobby.
No, she said my butt big, my butt not big.
How big is...
Go ahead, ask her.
How big is her ass?
Oh, look at him laughing now. Come on, Phil, this is...
Well... What kind of questions at, Mr. Internet? Well, what Bobby just asked me to ask you.
She's put on weight. No, you don't have a butt as big as Lainey Wilson's, no. But you've put a lot of weight on, Bobby. And the ass is beginning to hang. I think it's getting toilet sloppy. I think it's getting toilet sloppy.
Oh, my God.
How dare you say my wife's ass is toilet sloppy?
I think you, that when I heard that, man, I wanted to hurt somebody. I want to hurt somebody bad. You know?
Well, I thought you said you were taking too many pills.
No, I didn't take any pills. I said it was pills. I didn't want people to know I had dumb tongue.
Okay, because on your Twitter feed it said you took a handful of pills.
I didn't take no pills.
Well, why did you lie about it?
I don't want people to know that I got Florida dirt fever and I got the dumb tongue.
She doesn't want people to know she has Florida dirt fever and the dumb tongue.
All right, let me, and I know, we have Dr. Sadler. We have Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us here in a moment.
Good, I want to talk to Dr. Sadler. He knows about the dumb tongue.
But before we do that, what happened yesterday was there was I guess we were talking about this Lainey Wilson and someone's rear end, and it was the Grovers that were on, right?
Well, the Grovers were talking about the Lainey Wilson, yeah. But I had read it up on my Twitter feed. I said Lainey Wilson has a wide ass. Okay.
You know, Bobby, there were people talking about your ass being too wide when you had that topiary or that statue.
No, they weren't. They were talking about...
Yeah, they were. They were saying her ass is wide or something like that?
No, they were. It was a whole different... It was a whole different approach. What I'm talking about is that I was listening... is that I found out about this Lainey Wilson looking at a TikTok. And on the TikTok, that Lainey Wilson with the big ass.
Yeah, she said on TikTok that Lainey Wilson had a big ass.
Yeah. And so I said, boy, did you get a look at the big ass on the Lainey Wilson? And so I said that, and then Margaret came along, and that's when you said, you know, you shouldn't talk because your ass is big.
I said that you'd put some weight on, yes. And your rear end wasn't as shapely as it used to be. I'm not saying you can't get it back, but I am saying that your rear end isn't as high and pert as it once was.
Yeah, you said you said toilet sloppy.
That was the part that hurt. That was like a knife to my gut to say that my butt got toilet sloppy. Man, that hurt bad.
Yeah, that hurt my wife bad to say her ass got toilet sloppy.
R.K.
What did you say? We said he said R.K. R. Kelly.
Okay. Now, Dr. Jim Sadler is a physician. He's isn't he your primary care physician?
Who?
No, not Sadler. Are you kidding me? No.
We've got him on the line right now.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's a good doctor, but no, we have a doctor close to home here.
Dr. Jim Sadler joining us on the world famous Phil Henry Show. So, Dr. Sadler. Have you treated Bobby Dooley for dumb tongue?
I have in the past treated a variety of people for dumb tongue. I find it interesting that, Mr. Dooley, you say you and your wife have been into my office more than once, and you're saying what? Are you saying...
I'm saying...
Hold on. Dr. Sadler, it's Bobby Dooley. I go you. I like you as a doctor. But we do have Dr. Closer instead of San Diego.
Now, I understand that, but your husband inferred something about we wouldn't go near this guy with your dick. He didn't say dick, I'm sorry.
Hey, watch the language. You know, this has got nothing to do with anything. Why are you saying that?
It's an old saying here. I wouldn't go... I'm sorry, Mr. Daly, I really am.
Oh, my God, you sound like slob.
Well, I don't mean to sound like a slob. I'm treating Ms. Dooley, when she said she had a pill overdose, I'm treating Ms. Dooley with Wellbutrin, which is basically an ADHD. It can be used as an ADHD medicine.
Well, do you think what she, dumb tongue, is like ADHD?
I think it has some of the same characteristics. Isn't that right, Ms. Dooley?
I don't know. I take Wellbutrin. I take pill that you tell me to take. But I'd not have pill problem.
Yeah, she thought, people thought she was having a pill problem. She's just taking the medicine the Dr. Sadler said to take.
I told her to take, I gave her a prescription for 100 milligrams of Wellbutrin, otherwise known as bupropion. And I also felt that she could use some Effexor, so I gave her that.
These are all drugs for depression and ADHD. What has this got to do? So dumb tongue is not a physical disease?
I got the physical disease because of the dumb tongue. I got the physical disease because of Florida dirt fever.
Well, hold on. Florida dirt fever is not necessarily a physical ailment. Florida dirt fever is a psychological ailment where one becomes so depressed, they become rapidly stupid over a very short period of time. We've seen people's IQ drop 30 points inside of 20 minutes when they get Florida dirt fever. And accompanying that is the dumb tongue.
All right, Ms. Dooley, so are you feeling better?
I feel better. I'm feeling better, but I was, you know, PO'd when Margaret said, I've got my ass big. My ass not big.
It doesn't sound like...
No, it doesn't sound like Bobby's getting... She'll get better through the night. But... this all started with Miss Gray saying to Miss Dooley that she shouldn't talk about some country star or something.
There is a country artist named Lainey Wilson who wears very tight jeans, and she's got a big butt. And Bobby was giving her a hard time on Twitter.
Yeah, I give her a hard time because her butt big. She got big butt. And of course I'm going to say that. And then all of a sudden you turn around and say, don't talk about big butt, your butt big. Your butt weight, your butt big, yeah, is something you said.
I don't understand what she's saying.
Well, right now she's in the throes of dumb tongue, so.
That's what she's basically saying is she made an innocent comment, or an innocent crack about Lainey Wilson's big ass, and then Ms. Gray laid into her and said, your ass ain't all that, and that's Bobby.
That's how suddenly I felt, that's when I went stupid, that's when I got stupid. I felt myself getting stupid. And I laid down and had a glass of water, and I tried to collect myself, but by the time I woke up from my nap, I was dumb.
Yeah, she got dumb in about 45 minutes.
She got dumb in 40... Okay.
Why you laugh?
Why are you laughing, Mr. Henry?
I'm laughing because I've... Well, if you say this exists, Dr. Sadler...
It exists in an extreme fashion with some people, but her shock of being told that her ass was too big, you have to understand that some women, Ms. Dooley is one of them, that when you tell her, she's walking around all day long, right, and you can back me up at this, Steve, thinking her ass is just all that and a bag of chips, right?
Yeah, my wife, she does have
I'm going to do it. I'll do it, Steve, you dumbass. I have my ass.
Here, honey, I'll do it. My wife walks around all day thinking her ass looks good, and then Ms. Gray came online and said, no, it isn't.
All I said was it's not as trim as you lead people to believe.
That's all it took. I go and do leg lifts. I'm doing squats till I walk bow-legged, and that ain't no lie. And next thing you know, you say my ass is big. No.
All right, so are you feeling better, Bobby?
I feel better. I feel good. But I just feel dumb.
She's going to feel dumb for another 12 hours and probably come out of it.
Well, I hope so. And Ms. Gray, I hope you're happy saying my wife's ass is big.
Your ass's wife is big?
I'm sorry. I misspoke.
You got your ass.
What about my ass?
Nothing.
I.
When will you laugh? Yes, sir, Mr. Henry, you laugh at me. I'm not laughing at you. I'm not laughing at you.
What would you laugh at me for?
I don't know.
No, because I don't know. Just the fact that you have us on your show, we laugh at you. No one in their right mind should have us on your show. I can tell you that.
Are you all done with me, Mr. Henry? Because I'm having dinner this evening with my wife, Lindy, over here at the Bougainvillea Courtyard. And they have a very wonderful filet mignon. And we're going to have a glass of wine.
Well, enjoy. I'm sorry to bother you, Dr. Sadler. Thank you for coming on with us. Enjoy your evening with your wife.
I will. We're holding at the Bougainvillea Court. It's not cheap either. Okay? It ain't cheap.
Okay. Well, have a good evening.
Ain't you going to ask me how much it costs?
There's Dr. Jim Sadler. There's Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley.
And that's the dumb tongue.
Well, this dumb tongue, you know, it's not the first time we've dealt with this. But the shock to her nervous system.
Yeah, the shock to her nervous system being told her butt was big. It was too much of a shock.
Well, to me, the things that she's all over Twitter yesterday talking about Lainey Wilson and her big ass. All right. And she was saying some very crude things.
Well, have we got an example of this?
Hold on. Here's her Twitter feed. Well, why can't I get this?
Oh, your phone's being updated.
My phone?
Looks like you've got an update going through, so you can't.
You know,
anybody else? It doesn't make any difference. So she was on Twitter.
Yeah, she was on Twitter talking about this Lainey Wilson and her big ass. And I spoke truthfully, Bobby's rear end has gotten bigger. It's not gigantic, but it certainly isn't the high, tight, pert object of affection, object of admiration that she claims it is. And yes, I said it. It's gotten slightly toilet sloppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, don't applaud that. Okay, whatever that means.
Well,
I don't want to talk about it. We have Chris Norton.
Yes, Chris Norton next.
Chris Norton's coming on next, and he's hired brand new star of his new film called Sex Explosion, Buck Nudin. What is it?
Buck Nudman.
Buck Nudman.
Yeah.
Well, Phil, I don't make these names up.
No, Chris does. I wonder if Chris is
I believe they do sign a management deal with him.
They sign a management deal with him. So Buck Nudman, well, not Bob Meat.
No, Bob Meat was a legend in his own time. He was signed, I think, by the... I think he was signed by the Ring Rosie brothers.
Who was?
My God.
What are you talking about, Phil?
Who was signed by the Ring Rosie brothers?
This man, Bob Meat.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys were talking about Buck Nudman.
No, Buck Nudman has an exclusive deal with Chris Norton.
All right, we're going to talk with Chris Norton about his new film. Actually, he's bitching about something, isn't he?
Well, he's not bitching, but...
Yeah, this is the one-year anniversary of the release, and
what does that mean, bud?
They wanted to release it, and they couldn't.
And it was very unfortunate. Yeah, okay, I gather. All right, coming up next, Chris Norton on the one-year anniversary of the release of Ghost Penis that bombed. I don't know why. You know, what's the matter?
Nothing.
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 You guys are staring at me like I'm... We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You know, there's a lot of things you can do with your hard-earned money. You can throw it in the street. You can go out and buy an ice cream cone. You can pay a bill or buy yourself a car. Or you can buy yourself a good night out in the town with a beautiful young woman, or out there on the town with a beautiful young man, depending upon, you know, whatever it is that, as we say in the, as we used to say in the circus, whatever gets the gondola across the lake between the fat lady's thighs, yeah, that works for me. But at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we think what you should do with your money is give it to us. And then, in exchange, we give you a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. 45,000 hours of the radio content, plus digital content, plus video content, plus home movies. Plus, of course, don't forget our Saturday cinema, as well as the Bobby Dooley podcast, Elcott the Next Step, TV and radio interviews, and all the rest of that there schmear. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. It's at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass today. We think it's the greatest value online other than porn. I think it's the greatest value online other than Google. Yeah? How about that? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Welcome back to Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Coming up on Friday, of course, we'll have an encore show. And on Saturday, we have our Saturday Classic. We have our Saturday Cinema. And on Sunday, we have Elcott, The Next Step. And on Saturday night, we will be doing a special chat, BSPs and More page at Facebook. That's the BSPs and More page at Facebook, and if you are a BSP, I think you get automatically... you got to join the page. Yeah, you got to join the page. I don't think you have to be a BSP, though, to get on that page. But nonetheless, that's why it's called BSPs and More. We'll do a chat, and we're talking to you guys from Las Vegas.
Where are you staying?
I'm not going to say.
God, Margaret.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry.
But it's in Vegas, and we're going to have the annual Old Boot Tournament.
You're not going to play in it, though, Mr. Henry.
No, I ain't played golf in... I haven't played golf in 25, 26 years, man. I threw my back out, and
we've heard the story in Carlsbad, and you decided not to do it again.
Yeah, well, you can hear it again, man. I threw my back out in Carlsbad, and I decided not to do it again.
Yeah, right. All right. Great.
So now we bring... Thank you, bud. So now we bring on Chris Norton. He's over at from Norton Splodes and Throb City Productions on Route 66 in Pasadena tonight. You've got a couple of studios, Chris, don't you?
Yeah, we've got the, we have the, hold on for a minute. Get that, turn that down, Joey, okay?
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Henry, we have not only the Throb City Productions in Redondo Beach, we also have Throb City on Route 66 in Pasadena.
And you are in Pasadena tonight?
Yes, sir, we are in Pasadena tonight.
All right, so here is the state of affairs. Chris, this is the one-year anniversary of the release of Ghost Penis.
It is indeed, Mr. Henry. We had high hopes for Ghost Penis. When we announced its release this year, we've done a little bit better with Daffy Dick, but it never ends. You know.
What is the name of the Daffy Dick?
Daffy Dick, it never ends.
And Daffy Dick, you say you've had more success. Has that been released yet?
It's available on my website, yeah, for download. And I think it's important to know, Mr. Henry, the Ghost Penis come out right after Butt Purge. And just before what we thought was going to be a smash hit film of ours, the Dave Slavman story.
All right, the Dave Slavman story, and Dave Slavman was playing himself?
Well, the Dave Slavman is the story of the Slav. He was legendary in Seth. He did a lot of Seth movies. And legendary, you know, I think he's as legendary as Bob Meek. And I think our young actor that we've hired, Buck Newtman, I think Buck could only hope to have a career like Dave Slavman.
So why didn't the Dave Slavman film come out?
We didn't get any funding. We couldn't get no funding. You know, we had to abandon that. We had to abandon Butt Purge. We had to abandon You Blew It, and I'm Glad You Did.
I thought You Blew It, and I'm Glad You Did came out.
It came out on my website, but we were not able to distribute it. In wide release. And that was the other thing. When we say we distribute something in wide release, I don't know how to say this, but it's almost like the legs are spread wide. It's wide release. And so we had a logo of a gal laying on a bed.
Oh, don't say it, man.
No, she had her clothes on, but she's just, the legs are, it's wide release. And a lot of the theaters didn't like that.
Well, you're dealing with film. You're dealing with theaters that deal with adult films, right?
Yeah, but they just thought it was wide. Really, was too much for them.
Tell me about the long-term sales of. Tell me about the long-term sales of Rex Rod climbing. What is it again?
The Rex Rod. God, you think you'd get it by now? Rex Rod climbing Rex Rod Mountain.
Yeah, how's that doing?
I mean, it does better than all the other movies we made because it's on our website. It's been on there longer. And then we also had Breasts, S for Breasts.
The name of that movie changes every 5 minutes.
General, that was like a Looney Tune.
I said the name of that movie changes.
No, it's called Breasts, Breasts, Exit for Breasts.
Brexit Breasts, Exit for Breasts.
Yeah. And
did that do well?
It did okay.
You know, those early movies, I seem to remember you saying, were really kicking ass.
Well, the one that kicked ass for us, there's no question about it, was Blast Off for Space. Sets in Space, Blast Off for Mars.
No, it was Blast Off for Space.
I think I know the name of my own. Oh, my God.
It was, Chris. It was Blast Off for, not Blast Off for Mars.
It was Sex in Space, Blast Off for Space.
Well, I don't know, man.
How'd that do?
It sucked. All of our movies, with the exception of Rest Rod Climbing Rest Mountain, Climbing Rod's Mountain. I don't know what.
What's the name of the Rex Rod Climbing Rex Rod's Mountain?
Yeah, that one did good. All the other ones struggled because we had a hard time getting funding. But the one that braced my heart, oh man, is Ghost Penis from the Stars.
Now, your movies all have these subtitles, Chris. There's Daffy Dick, It Never Ends. You Blew It, and I'm Glad You Did. And this one's called what?
Which one?
Ghost Penis. Ghost Penis.
Yeah, Ghost Penis. Penis from the Stars.
Penis from the Stars?
God, Mr. Eddie. Ha, 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 ha. Mr. Eddie.
What is the name of the movie? Ghost Penis, Penis from the Stars.
That's what I said. Don't wear it out. Ask me again. I'll tell you the same.
Okay, what difference does it make? The film was not released.
Yeah, it's sitting there. It's rotting. It's rotting in a bottom of a garbage can, as far as I'm concerned. It was very disappointing.
Okay, can we order Ghost Penis on your website?
Yeah, you can order any of these movies on my website. Okay. Ghost penis is available. It's called Ghost Penis, penis from the Stars.
Yeah, it was going to be called Ghost Penis, Penis of the Stars.
Right. I just changed, because people would start thinking, who's the star whose penis is a ghost? And the story is tragic, because the guy wakes up, he realizes his penis is invisible. I mean, and then he sees kind of the faint outline of his penis, he realizes his penis is a ghost. And so when he has sex with a chick, she's laughing at him because he goes, yeah, and she's going, you have no penis because it's invisible. But once he is able to use it, and he puts, you know, he slides it, and she's all, yeah, I can't believe that your penis, your ghost penis, feels so good, you know.
Yeah, okay, so who was in that film?
Forget it, man.
No, come on, Chris, who was in it?
Buck Newton.
This guy, Buck Newton, how did you do the special effects on that?
Yeah, how did you make the penis look invisible?
You just did it. I mean, just pretend. We had him tuck it down and, hey, wait, you know, what happened? Your penis is invisible. Where'd it go? That kind of thing.
Chris Norton, and this is the one-year anniversary of the release of Ghost Penis, a great disappointment to you in that you really weren't able to get funding for that film or most of the films that we're talking about. Why do you suppose it is?
I don't know. I really don't. I think it's a mystery. I think there's some kind of, something going on in the industry where they don't want Chris Norton. You know, they don't want to see what I got, you know, and they don't, they know that what I bring, I'm bringing it, and they don't want to see what I got because I'm bringing it. And the other thing is, we had another film that was the very first, we had the first weightless Seth scene that was in Seth in Space, Blast Off of Seth. We had the very first drone Seth scene that was Ghost Penis. And we had the first zombie Seth movie, and that was Fear the Wanking Dead. You know,
what was it called?
Fear the Wanking Dead.
Fear the Wanking Dead.
Well,
hey, come on, Chris, you got to know that's funny.
Yeah, it is sort of, but it's also, it was a frightening, and all the zombies was nude. And then at the end of the day, after they ate a bunch of people, they'd knock off and go back to the whatever zombie house, and they had sex with each other.
The zombies had sex with each other?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they'd knock off after they ate enough people, go back and have sex.
Yeah, so they, what do you got to do? What do you, I got to sit here and repeat myself?
Okay, and that was a film called Fear the Wanking Dead?
Yeah, Fear the Wanking Dead. I think it was Fear the Walking Dawn of a Dead Dick. I forget what it was called, but...
You forget the names of your movies because they're not that memorable, maybe. All right, Chris, we're kidding around. I'm kidding, Chris.
Mr. Henry, it's been a bad year for myself, for everybody that worked on Ghost Penis. So.
All right, well, we hope you have a better year. Next year, and it isn't for a lack of trying, man, because you got a lot of movies out there. And at the last count here, well, we made a list of them, but Daffy Dick, It Never Ends, which is your first animated feature, you're hoping we'll see the light of day?
We're hoping, yeah, that Daffy Dick, It Never Ends. Because I think it's ingenious. It's probably the most ingenious film we've done since Ghost Penis, because Daffy Dick goes wherever it wants to go. Ghost Penis goes where the dude wants it to go, but it turns into a ghost. Sometimes it makes the guy look like an idiot because you go, what happened to your penis? Where is it? And it'll scare the women and everything like that.
All right, man.
Well, you know, I wish you wouldn't laugh at the things that I work my ass off, Mr. And he sit there and laugh about.
I'm very, very sorry, Chris. Didn't mean to laugh. Thank you, Chris Norton. The film, the one-year anniversary on of the film Ghost Penis, abandoned because they had no money. So there you go there. But it is available. You can download it at Chris's website. The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. We'll see you from Vegas on Saturday night. Tomorrow is our encore show. We love you. We thank you for being VIP BSPs. If you ain't, then you should.
Yeah, if you ain't, you should. If you shouldn't, you know, I guess you shouldn't, but you should.
Yeah, if you can, you should. If you can't, you shouldn't.